From the Center for Investigative Journalism, this is The Sunday Show. I'm Gabriel Sunday. Today's story, we travel to America's heartland. Trump's tariffs have triggered a tit-for-tat trade war, starting with aluminum and steel, and now a hefty tax on silicone imports from China. We're joined by Corey Padel. She's our economics correspondent. Corey, what are tariffs?
So, simply put, tariffs are imposed to protect domestic business.
And just to be clear, domestic, in our case, we're talking about America, right?
America, that's right. And the idea is that by taxing imports and thus raising the price, consumers will buy domestic products.
Because they're free of the tax and they're cheaper.
That's right.
Okay. And have we been in this kind of trade war before?
Actually, we have. The best example would be in the 1930s, implemented also by a Republican-controlled Congress.
And what were the results of that?
The trade conflict yielded a financial meltdown and contributed to the Great Depression and eventually World War II.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Wow. So the tariffs, they're being implemented by our president, President Trump of the United States, to protect national security, our security. But it sounds like the tariffs themselves, they could be the threat.
Exactly.
Look, we're not talking about Meemaw's moonshine. We're talking about the largest economy in the history of the world.
And we sat down with Senator Dick Newman from Virginia, a staunch supporter of Trump's tariffs. Senator Newman, thank you for meeting with us. Why do you support the tariffs?
I'm glad you asked that. You see, Virginia was once the world's leading manufacturer of silicone, which is used for many things, medical, mechanical, but the biggest cash cow of them all, can you guess?
Yes. And for the listeners, the senator has laid out a display of sex toys.
Ka-ching! Now, these are just a taste of the fine craftsmanship coming out of the great state of Virginia. This one here is the Dunkaroo. It's made by the fine people of Bloxham. We got the Nutrageous, the Grizzle Missile, and, of course, Space Cram.
Senator...
Designs like Deep Impact, the Baloney Baton.
Senator, if I may...
The Panzerfaust.
Some say that...
The Invader.
Some say that the tariffs are a more complex issue. For instance, the immediate infrastructure needed to supply current demand.
And can I tell you something? The people of Virginia and rural America have suffered. And now it's time to reclaim our power. Power you find in fine products like the Liberty Lincoln Log or the Hole Wrecker. And of course, the Great American Clam Hammer.
I see.
I mean, this thing has heat-sensitive color-changing capabilities. Look here.
The senator is breathing heavily.
Yes. It's turning red, white, and blue. You watch that?
I see it.
That was from the heat of my breath. The heat of my breath turned it a different color. The color of patriotism. You take a knee during that, and I'll shove it right in you.
The senator, he was extremely passionate. I mean, you could tell this industry was very personal to him.
Well, of course, you have to understand these industries go back generations. So this is not just a product to them, it's their history.
A legacy.
That's right.
And just a few minutes away from Senator Newman's office, we find the suffering he's referring to. We visited Peterville County. Corey, how would you describe this community?
A ghost town. This place was once a silicone empire, but after President Johnson's tariffs on Japan, they fell into quite a rut, and locals just haven't quite recovered.
Over here, we polish the Wonder Weasels. Those dipsticks shine so bright, they could blind you, I tell you.
So, Betty Johansson worked at the silicone mill since all the way back in 1947. She's giving me a tour of the factory, which is now abandoned, and it's quite emotional for her. Betty, you experienced the repercussions of a trade war. How did it happen?
We got dicked.
I'm sorry, you got...
Dicked? We got dicked.
I see.
I mean, with no foreign sales. Funding for the factory went into the pooper. And that caused machine malfunctions which led to the tragedy. I was on the quality testing line that fateful day, checking our new model of the anal impaler. The silicone mixture was extra firm for maximum durability, but that caused the boiler to overheat and catch on fire. Just before the blast, I remember my dear friend Catherine Durkins smelling the smoke and saying to me, "Lord, Betty, they have gone and burnt the dicks." The blast debris shot out for miles like a fractal grenade of cock. When the dust settled, I was on the ground. I turned to my dear friend Catherine. She was delirious. I'll never forget looking down and seeing that magnum-sized anal impaler flopping around in her chest cavity.
Betty, I know this is hard for you to talk about, but I have to ask. If tariffs were the cause of your town's downfall, what do you think of the tariffs today?
We're all for it.
You're all for it?
All we want is Peterville to rise again.
Wow.
It's heartbreaking, because people like Betty have clung on to this dream. It's the connective tissue for her entire community and family. And it's just not there anymore.
Yeah, it's all she knows.
That's right.
Next, we visited a brick and mortar in Scatoosie, Virginia, which specializes in silicone product.
We opened Gapers in 1975 to serve the pleasure of our community.
This is Jackie Roberts. She owns the shop.
We were a destination for quality dildos. And now, due to the price hikes, that's all drying up.
So, this seems odd, Corey, because without foreign competition, Gapers, it should be reaping the benefits, right?
It should be, but it's actually the opposite. Demand is high, but supply is low, and prices have shot through the roof.
And local consumers, they can't be happy about that.
Oh, no, not at all.
Each week at lunch, I leave the shop, hop in my truck, and drive over to Gapers to check out new inventory.
This is Max. He's a local mechanic and longtime customer at Gapers.
I like to grab something for the wifey. It's kind of my ritual.
65 with tax, Max.
Say what? The tub of monkey butter's 13. The Sioux City Slammer's 25.
Sioux City Slammer is 50 now. The sticker's right there.
Pope! All right. Well, I tell you, this country's going to shit.
I can tell you're frustrated, Max.
Damn right I'm frustrated. Me and my lady go through a hell of a lot of deals, okay? But I've had it with this price gouging. I bought a Dr. Wankenstein here just last week for $40. A splendid product, let me tell you. But the Dr. Wankenstein's got at least 9 inches on the Sioux City Slammer, so them numbers don't add up, kid. I mean, I've been shopping at Gapers going on a decade, but I don't want to take it in the ass just so I can take it in the ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Max, I think I do. So, Corey, let me see if I can get this straight. Politicians drive away competition, which removes the incentive from domestic producers to find a way to lower the prices for their goods. And that results in higher overall prices for the consumer.
That's correct. And that brings us to the U.S.-Mexican border, where we find some folks who are more than happy to fill this void.
So, in other words, capitalism, it finds a way.
Attention. This is not a game. Show yourselves. Come out and surrender your Johnsons.
The border police attempt to root out smugglers, but wall or no wall, these hombres are getting through. We're with a crew of smugglers on the border. They're unloading a truck of wooden crates, black market goods. Can I ask, what is the product?
¿Qué estás traficando?
Son para las mujeres. Son estas cosas que se llaman el Cranny Hunter. Los gringos nos pagan como $3,000 por caja.
He says they're smuggling in the Cranny Hunter. A crate of them go for $3,000 in the U.S.
A line of people suddenly emerge from the bushes. They're keeping an eye out for Border Patrol. You smuggle immigrants on this route.
No, no son inmigrantes, son clientes.
He says they're not immigrants, they're customers.
Evening, fellas. Oh my God, Thomas. They've got the Cranny Hunter.
Wow. What a treat.
This is Lizzie and Thomas, both Americans. and regular customers at the border.
Why do you come here to get your goods?
Our local shop stopped carrying the brands we like. I don't care if it's Chinese made. We support open free trade.
And call us a couple of hipsters, but we'd prefer to support working class people like this over some mega dildo corporation.
Help me out here, babe. Let's do this quick before the popo roll up.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're unwrapping the product. And they're inserting them. Why is it necessary to smuggle the dildos in your bodies? Couldn't you just take them home with you?
That's a good question. I'd say my answer is why the hell not?
Agreed. I mean, if we have to live under this corrupt administration, then we're going to treat ourselves to a stuff and dash across the border with 12 inches of Chinese silicone burrowed in our butts and vagina.
Or both, in my case.
True. Lizzie likes to rock the DP trend.
All aboard!
But what Lizzie and Thomas don't see is that the black market is run by cartels. And when they run out of product, there can be casualties.
Juarez ain't for the faint of heart, that much I can tell you. She stays with you, lives inside you. But we're here to catch the bad guys. Ain't that right, boys?
That's right, Captain. Right?
We'd come for a ride-along with an American SWAT team stationed in Juarez, Mexico. The mission? A raid of a tract home run by the cartel. The following content may be upsetting to sensitive listeners.
Go, 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 go!
Kitchen clear, help!
Clear!
Help! Help! Room, clear!
Got you!
God damn it.
I got nothing!
Looks like we got a bad tip, boys.
Captain, look at this.
The SWAT officer spots a hole in the drywall. He creeps forward, looks closer, and suddenly he just jumps back. It's like he's bitten by a snake.
I'm all right. Help me here.
The captain begins yanking at the drywall. Other officers join him. They tear a 6-foot hole in the wall, then stand back, speechless.
This place is a goddamn tomb.
What the fuck is this, Captain?
Call me some backup.
Jesus.
I said, call me some goddamn backup!
Behind the wall, looks to be a row of bodies wrapped in plastic.
Well, we're outside getting some air now. Nearby us, laid out on the ground, are the fallen. A dozen or so silicone sex dolls. Still covered in drywall dust. Their groins are cut. Penis parts removed. Squat guys are puking. It's horrific. It's,
Let it out.
I'm just not ready to see something like that, you know?
You're not ready to... You sign up for
you're
it.
You're gonna be all right, man. Here.
I'll never forget that smell, you know?
What was the smell?
I know, everything was just kind of moldy, you know, which was just super gross. Ugh. And like, you know, I have allergies, so it was just, you know, no bueno.
Yeah, no, I have allergies too. That's disgusting.
Yeah. So after the entire SWAT unit was deployed to save these sex dolls, we learned a few things here. First, they'd been heisted from a shop in San Diego, and eventually, they'd be chopped and melted down. These are some photos of the repurposed silicone products.
Oof.
Yeah.
These are hideous. I would never use one of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just think the baffling thing here is that there's now a lack of innovation that competition causes. And that results in poor product like these.
Yeah, it's kind of like a wilting candle or a blistered eggplant.
Is this a vein? I think this looks like a vein.
I think it's supposed to be a vein.
It just looks like it's going to pop.
Yeah.
Some of the SWAT team referred to these as the Frankenstein fruits of the Trump tariffs. And I think that's very telling. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, I woke up one night and thought, heck, why am I pissing my hard-earned cash down a shitter?
We're back with Max, the mechanic.
Gotta be a better way.
Max is a consumer fed up with high prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing something that Americans, they're known for, which is he turned away from the marketplace to innovate his own solution.
Mm-hmm. Dildo is made of rubber. Mm-hmm. Tires is rubber.
His truck bed is piled high with old tires, by the way.
Hell, I'm a mechanic. I got tires coming out my ass. Literally. You see right in there?
Sorry, what?
You see right in there?
Oh, yes, I see what you did there. Yes.
Make a joke. Voila!
Wow. So you made all of these from old tires.
That is correct. Now, this one's your basic all-season model. Good for comfort, solid handling. Ooh, over here we got the rib rubber for fast motion and speed. This one's ideal for one of those jackrabbit fast pump and hump quickies.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the piece de resistance. Behold, I call her the Formula One Fornicator. Forged from the rubber of a drag race tire pulled from a 68 Camaro. This baby ain't street legal, but wet or dry, it's guaranteed to deliver the pinnacle of performance. Except no substitutes.
In some ways, Max, his dream is quite inspiring.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, this one's got a face on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, I was just messing around a little bit.
It's a little unsettling. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there's also something tragic going on, right?
Exactly. Max used to contribute many thousands of dollars to this industry. And now, not only is that money missing from the pool,
right,
he's also dabbling in work he's not been properly trained for,
right,
and producing goods that abide by no quality testing.
Right. It's almost similar to the case of Peterville crumbling.
Yes. And in their case, after months of petitioning for a new factory, Peterville has seen no benefits to the tariffs.
Mm.
These wages blow! These wages blow! These wages blow!
So this is the March for Jobs in Peterville. And most of these people, they were in support of the tariffs.
Correct. But the majority of new business is just going to the established conglomerates.
Hmm. What's hard to swallow? Poverty!
So they thought they'd have a new factory built, or... But it's just...
More of the same.
Right. So, Corey, take us back to Skatoosy.
Well, when we returned to Jackie Roberts' shop...
That's Gapers.
Yes. There was a slight uptick in business, but they weren't without their losses.
Hmm.
We lost Max last month.
She's referring to Max the mechanic.
Well, I told him to leave the dildo making to the professionals, but Max had a passion, a dream. He'd been pushing the envelope with his dong making, using tread designed for rough terrain, and... Well, the tire tread must have gripped and whipped his insides something awful. They found him in his shop. He was spread eagle on the tire display. Poor guy was spinning around for days before anyone found him. Took the medical staff a few hours to pull the Michelin man's thumb out of his ass. I'm sorry.
Beijing, China, at the Great Hall of the People, President Xi Jinping delivers a message to America.
America, China does not want this trade war. Like, seriously, guys, we get it. You don't need our dildos. You make huge ones on the reg. Just look at the White House. Oh, snap. Get it? Your president is the dildo. He's a massive tool who was slamming you on the daily. Hashtag truth bomb. I mean, for reals, you aren't the only country that likes purchasing Chinese dong. India likes the D. Brazil is begging for the D. And you know the Greeks like the D. Am I right, people?
We interrupt President Xi Jinping's speech at the National People's Congress to go live to the Senate floor, where Virginia Senator Dick Newman is attempting a filibuster.
No, I will not yield the floor. I understand my constituents are nervous. If everything's not just perfect with Wall Street, my goodness, the whole sky is falling and the world is coming apart. But I'm not here to talk about that. I want to talk about Janet Singer, a brilliant engineer who just produced this fine product right in our great state of Virginia. Now this right here is the holy grail of dildo technology. The Dinwiddie Dildo Drone.
The senator from Missouri wishes to clarify that this here, this is a vibrator, but not a dildo, okay?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, Senator Cartwright. The way this contraption works is it's got no moving parts in the phallus. The vibrations themselves is caused from these here spinning propellers. Now look, ain't no Chinese fella gonna come up with something like this flying willy machine. This fluttering pecker apparatus is the spirit of the American dream. And to show the sheer ingenuity of this magnificent creation, I'd like to reach across the aisle, so to speak, and invite my good friend, Senator Manchin from West Virginia, to come up here and drop trow for the pleasure of the House. Now, let's see if I can do the good senator some justice here. My wife's aim is always a little better than mine.
So, Senator, studies show that automation is, in fact, the biggest job killer of American jobs, not China or Mexico.
Look. That right there is a silicone vagina mask. And I'll be damned if it don't just fit right on your face, turn your whole mouth into a vajayjay.
Senator,
a straight-up Virginia-eye vajayjay.
I understand.
He said knowingly.
Senator, if I may, a recent study showed the 10 smaller metropolitan areas disproportionately hurt because of their economic reliance on exports were all states Mr. Trump carried in the election. What does that say to you?
Listen, in time, things will go back the other way. Politics is like a big, swinging, thick...
Yes, a penis. Yes, we have covered the phallic metaphors, Senator. Cocks and dilds and dongs and Peter Piper picked plenty of pickled pricks. We get it.
Pendulum. I was going to say pendulum.
Oh.
Yeah, get your mind out of the gutter, son. It's embarrassing.
I see. Yeah. So, Corey, I just wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of why these tariffs are being implemented is because it's exactly what Trump's voters were craving, right?
Yep.
Domestic jobs.
That's right. He promised jobs. But angering our foreign allies is a big risk.
Right. Huge.
Many say it's just not worth it.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. So what is that? I mean, we just, you know.
Wait and see.
Right. We'll just wait and see. Corey, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Here's what else is going on in the world. In Washington, D.C., various news websites are pushing back against accusations that they glorify mass shooters. At a press conference, the editor of the Daily Log issued a statement.
Tyler Wilson Reed killed 12 people in cold blood. Our article simply presents the facts. End of story. I'll take some questions. John.
Your article also features a glamour photo spread with the shooter brandishing guns and a guitar. Do you think that's insensitive?
I think it's reality, John. Monsters aren't always brooding psychos. Sometimes they're handsome with great smiles and wavy hair and a fiery personality. I mean, just look at this kid. He's striking. He's got a look. Look at that jawline. I mean, he's a guy. I forgot where I was going with that.
But why photograph him with guns and a guitar?
Because he shot 12 people, John, with guns. That's like his trademark. And he's got the guitar because his single drops this week. And yes, I've heard it. And yes, Sexy and Reloaded is fire. Guys, the point is, this tween monster is going places. Prison. He's going to prison.
That's it for the Sunday show. We'll see you next week.